Bruce Hallin, Director, Water Rights and Contracts, Salt River Project. We're at Arizona Falls, and Arizona Falls is on the Arizona Canal. The Arizona Canal is the largest canal within the Salt River Project canal system. Now, the Phoenix metropolitan area receives Central Arizona Project water from the Colorado River, Salt River Project water, which are in-state streams from the Salt and Verde Rivers, six reservoirs, groundwater, and then they reuse reclaimed water. One of the more recent challenges that we're facing here in the valley and within the state of Arizona is the condition of our forests. Our forests, for a variety of reasons, have not been managed in a proper fashion here over the last 2 to 3 decades. And the end result has been forests that are overcrowded with a lot of fuel load, and essentially we have these major devastating catastrophic wildfires that have significant impact on the watershed. And so we've been actively working together with the Forest Service, with rural communities, with the state and local governments to get an understanding of that connection between the water supply here in the valley has a lot to do with the health of the forests. There's somewhat of a disconnect with what happens in a watershed that's about 100 miles away that people really can't see has an impact on their water supply here in the valley.
Barbara Edwards, Phoenix, Arizona. I don't think about it, and I probably should. I've heard of snow melt off into the canals, but that's about it.
My name is Joe Hill. I'm from Queen Creek, Arizona. We still don't pay a lot of attention to it. I think if they understand where it comes from and also that there's a threat to it, because, you know, we are actually in a drought cycle just like anybody else.
My name is Meg Herbert. I'm the graphic designer, social media manager here at Santan Brewing Company. We're the largest local craft brewery in the state of Arizona. The Salt River Project thought it would be interesting and kind of cool to find a brewery to tie into the whole where your water comes from, preserving water, and how we get our water. You know, I don't think I had a whole lot of knowledge about it. I didn't really think about it. Water is such a huge part of beer and what we do. We definitely are concerned about making sure that we have the greatest quality of water in our product, protecting our forests, preserving our water. It's very basic. And just getting people involved in learning what they can do. It's really just trying to find a way to tell a story to people. I think people will relate more to a story, especially if it's something about beer, something local. People are starting to see our displays and they see the relationship to the forest, the water, and the beer. It's definitely sparked some conversations for sure.
It's important now for residents to know about their water because, and in really drought that's been occurring throughout the western United States. So it's best that they're being educated on what the situation here is in Arizona so that they have a good understanding of what our supply and demand situation is and what they need to do as individual residents to be proactive in managing their water supply. We plan for drought. We recognize the need that we do live in a desert, and water certainty is critical to quality of life and economic development here in the valley.